in just a minute. Carl takes advantage of the liberal laws in New Orleans and gets a drive-through rhyme daiquiri. In our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, in Hollywood, image, as you know, is everything. So this week, Lindsay Lohan attempted to protect her good name by suing the financial company E-Trade for $100 million because they did what?
Oh, gosh, I know I'm going to need a clue, but is it they made fun of her?
Well, whether it was her or not is the question.
Oh, they hired an impersonator to do an ad for them?
Not quite. It's kind of impossible to hint, I'm afraid.
Oh, gosh, no, you
can't.
It involves a baby. Oh, they did something, they impregnated her?
What?
That would be aggressive advertising.
I'm going to... Amy, do you know?
Well, they did this ad with the talking baby that talks about a milkaholic. That Lindsay's a milkaholic.
That's exactly right. Oh, they portrayed her as a milkaholic. So this is one of these, you know, weirdly disturbing baby commercials for E-Trade we've all seen, except Mo, I guess. And in this one, the male baby is explaining to a suspicious baby girl why he didn't call the night before, and the girl baby asks, that milkaholic Lindsay wasn't over? Mm-hmm. That's all she says. At which point, according to Lohan's lawyers, millions of people all over the world instantly said, what, Lindsay Lohan is addicted to milk? Lohan's lawyers say that just as with Oprah, she's a one-name celebrity. That just by hearing the name Lindsay, you immediately think Lindsay Lohan as opposed to Lindsay Vaughn or Lindsay Buckingham.
Or Lindsay Graham.
Or Lindsay Graham. Or simply choosing to do something more productive with your brain.
It was Lindsay Wagner, the bionic woman.
Based on this instant Georgia identification Lindsay. With Lindsay Lohan, her lawyers are protesting E-Trade's implication that Ms. Lohan is a, quote, milkaholic. They say that's outrageous. They insist that, in fact, she's addicted to alcohol and pills.
Is there anything wrong with being a milkaholic?
Only if you're lactose intolerant.
I guess it, yes.
Amy, it's no secret the daily newspapers have been struggling to keep readers and compete with the internet. Well, a Belgian newspaper may have found the solution by making their newspaper what?
Edible.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Wait a minute. It's not edible then. Okay, read the question again.
They're trying to sort of bring it up to date, make it high tech, make it interesting, make it compete with the internet.
Sort
of James Cameron meets Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, my God.
They're making
it
3D?
3D newspaper, yeah.
Wait a minute. It can't be done.
It can be done. It has been done. A Belgian paper has offered a special 3D edition complete with 3D glasses so readers can get the sensation of being right there in the business section.
What is interesting enough in Belgium to be 3D? Like, oh, wow, I can see those palm frites coming right at me. Yeah. And the mayonnaise is just pouring off the page.
Well, it turns out it's not something they can do every day. It took them 2 months to prepare this one issue. So there aren't plans to make a 3D a permanent feature in the paper. It may be just as well. As it turns out, even when you're wearing those funny glasses, Maureen Dowd's column just seems one-dimensional.